It's not there, that's kind of, there's an apostrophe, then nothing after that. We have to kind of fill in the blanks. But you might feel that your life is just small, might just be a small field, that you've just got less than 1% of the 1% that he had mentioned in the Bible. You might think your life's just fleeting, but it's significant. Your field is significant. Your lentils, your small little lentils, are significant in the kingdom of God. So I want to say, defend what God's given you. And maybe explore what your patch, your lentil field, really is for you. Because it's not insignificant. And I want to encourage you to stand strong for those two verses of your life, as it were, for what God's put you here for. Stand strong and defend it. And do not let the modern day Philistines come and take that away from you. The opposition, the enemy of God. And maybe your life would look like Shammah, a big man, but with a small mensch. I think there's another side of this as well. And I think there's a call of God on us as a church and for individuals here that, like Shammah, we've got to stand on behalf of the poor. We've got to stand on behalf of those that are waiting to be fed by us, that are waiting for our lentils, that are waiting for the provision of what we have, of who we are and what we are about, to do that. So as a church and individually, I want to say, let's take a stand against the enemy to say he's not going to come and rob from us that which he's given us to give to other people, that which he's given us to provide, tangible and non-tangible, for other people. So we have to take a stand individually as a church to say we are here to defend the poor. Proverbs 29 verse 7 says this: the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Let me read that again. Proverbs 29 verse 7: the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. You know what? I'm not prepared to let the devil come and take anything from me that God's locked up in me, provided through me, to reach poor, to reach people who are less fortunate than I am. Whether that's a word that God would give them, whether that's one person just me and pray with, or whether that's something that God asked me to be generous to, whatever that looks like, I'm not prepared for the Philistines, the noisy mouthy Philistines, to come and try and get me off my lentil field. It's not going to happen. I'm going to stand strong in God. And I want to encourage you today for two reasons. Whatever God's given you, whatever he's given you to farm and look after, defend it. Whatever he's given you to give to other people, defend it. There is a name for, one of the many names for God is actually Jehovah Shammah, which is a different meaning, the word Shammah in Jehovah Shammah, than it has in this guy. Does anybody know what Jehovah Shammah means? Yeah, the Lord is here. It's very similar to God with us, to Emmanuel. I want to say, very Christian fellowship, corporate and to you individually, we have a different Shammah as well. We have Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. The Lord is present. The Lord is with you. So I just want to do something before I finish what I finished. I want to pray for people. If you want some prayer, about a number of things, I feel. If you're just feeling your lentil field is insignificant, I want to pray for you. If you think your lentil field is under attack, I want to pray for you. If you're feeling weak and you want to stand strong and you want some prayer for God just to come upon you and give you strength to stand and defend your lentil field, I want to pray for you. If you know that within you, God's given you lentils, as it were, to give to the poor and provision for the poor, and you want God to move you on in that, I also want to pray for you. So there's loads of different things there that God might just be pulling out of your heart today. I don't know. So I'm going to hand back to Rod. I'm going to stay here. If you want to come, there's plenty of space here. I'd love to pray. Let's get others to come and pray. But particularly for those people who might feel your lentil field is just a small little patch, it's not. I'd love to pray for you. Or if you feel you want to stand and defend that against the attack of the Philistines, then I want to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.